good afternoon.
We'll get you there. This is M4WHM.
You might have, yeah. I was, heard you put your call out there. I was just saying good afternoon to you. This is David, KF4NXY.
David, this is Bill. I live over in Hartwell and get on the Greenville repeater once in a while. They just happened to be in Anderson today, so thought I'd throw it out and see who was out there, but hope you're having a good afternoon.
You hanging around the house, staying dry today. It's last couple of days I haven't really wanted to go anywhere. Had to go somewhere yesterday morning, had an appointment, couldn't get out of, but didn't really have anything I had to do today, so I'm staying in.
I mean, the last couple of days have been that cold rain. You get outside and you get chilled, and I've tried to stay in myself. I'm going back and forth to work, but took today off and had to bring the wife over here to Anderson to pick up some stuff, so that's my story, and I guess I'm sticking to it.
You live in southern Greenville County, and we hate going into Greenville City proper with a passion, so we pretty much do everything over in Anderson. We go to the Anderson stores and everything. That's, you know, we go to the Sam's Club over there, so that's usually what we do. Said you're kind of from the Hartwell area. How's the lake looking these days? Is the water down pretty bad?
Lake is, it's down a lot. I've seen it worse. I've lived in Hartwell since 1988, but, it's down a good bit, and it's going to take a lot more rain than we've got the last month to make any difference, I'm afraid.
You know, it seems like they always kind of let it draw down some over the winter. You know, I guess they figure there's not as many people wanting to get out and, you know, do the boating and everything. But I figure with this kind of drought conditions, it probably was getting down a good bit.
Usually let it go down a little bit. They generate a good bit more in the winter, I think, or seem to, and that lets a lot of water through. And with this drought we've been in, it's looking pretty rough. But it always seems to fill back up. So I know a lot of people that are new to the area. I see they post a lot on social media. They can't believe how low the lake is. But like I said, I've seen it a lot worse. Especially when we had that big drought back in the 90s, it got down to unbelievable levels. And but it's low, but it ain't too low yet.
Put my boat in the shop to get the upholstery redone and a few other little things done. So you know, I'm not really real eager to get out on the water in the winter time anyway. But yeah, hopefully, you know, we'll get enough rain over the winter that it'll bring it back up some.
We usually get a good bit of rain. Never know exactly what the weather's going to do, but hopefully we'll get plenty of rain. That'll bring the water table and the lake and everything back up where it needs to be. I know people on Wales, they always get worried when we get in drought like this. I live right outside the city of Hartwell, so I got city water, not in the city limits, but I got city water, so I don't have to worry too much about that. But some out in the county that have wells, I know they always get worried.
But got a well that I still use for my wife's koi ponds, because the koi fish, they like the unchlorinated water. And they put in city water a few years back, and At the time, the offer was, well, if you do it now, we'll let you tap into it for free, and you'll just, you know, pay monthly on the water. So that's what we did. So that way, if we do have a power outage, we'll at least still have, you know, water coming to the house.
Getting be able to tap in for free. They think a lot of, at least in Hartwell, they think a lot of tapping in and putting a meter in for the water. I want to say it's close to $1,000 to tap in now. Sort of like you, when they run water down our road, this was back, oh gracious, late 80, 89, they let everybody get on for free, but I don't hear them doing that much anymore.
My neighbor had some kind of issue where, I don't know, they said, I don't know, the deed to his land wasn't right or something, and so he couldn't tap into it when they were doing it for free, and then they were wanting to charge him an arm and a leg when he got all the paperwork straightened out. So, but you know, it's better to do it when they offer that deal to, yeah, while we're in your neighborhood, we'll go ahead and hook you up. That's when to do it.
You got a good sound radio. What kind of radio are you talking on?
Hey, Yaesu 991A, and I've got the least expensive desk mic that you can put on it. It wasn't a $600-something desk mic. It was that they had one at HRO that wasn't a high dollar, but it seems to do better than the hand mic. And I've got a little dual-band beam antenna out back that's kind of pointed at the repeater.
It's a fine job. The Yaesu makes good radio. I've got a couple of Yaesus. I got one of the FD-400s in my 4Runner. And I got it in my car, which I'm in now. I'm on an ICOM 5100 dual band, and it seems to do all right. And then at home, I got my main radio at home is a Kenwood 590S. And I got it set up with an off center fed dipole, and then I got another antenna set for an inverted B, so it lets me do what I want to do on HF pretty good. So I enjoy the ham radio. There's always something to do, something to try.
Oh yeah, I do too. I definitely love my radios. I need to put some pictures on QRZ of my little antenna farm I got out here around the house. I'm, you know, like out in the country. No, I'm not in no HOA or anything like that. So, and my neighbors don't seem to mind my antennas, and I'm not running off wattage that I'm bleeding in on their TVs or anything. I've got an amp that I bought years ago and just never got around to hooking it up, so I really ought to sell the thing, but that's another story.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, I don't have an amp. I just run up to 100 watts. I try to keep it as low as I can get it. I've got a GoBox set up that I do parks on the air with, and I got a Yaesu FC 891 in it, and a Bridgecom Anytone DMR radio is 2 meters, 70 centimeter in DMR. So I got that. So I can cover digital, analog, HF, just about anything I need. So I don't get out and do POTA as much as I'd like to, but I still get out every now and then and give it a whirl and use it for things like Winter Field Day that'll be coming up here soon.
NXY. Yeah, I got a little go box set up. I got 450D AZU and a wire antenna, but really haven't had a chance to do much of the POTA other than responding to people, you know, here at the house. I've run across them doing it and, you know, help give them their 10 contacts or however many, you know, they're trying to get.
A lot more hunting than I do activating. The last time I activated a park was this spring, and just hadn't found the time to get out and go do it. It doesn't take that long, but I just hadn't made the time. But yeah, I hunt a good bit, and I look at the POTA app, see where people's at, tune them in, and see if I can't get them a contact, see if I can reach different stations in different states, things like that. So, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it, and I get on a few nets here and there, but like I said, the ham radio hobby is just a fun one for me.
There's more things I want to try with it. There's some guys I've heard them talk about. They do they send kind of small video pictures, whatever. They got a little net. They do that on I think it's on a 2 meter frequency, and you know there's all kind of stuff. This radio I'm on right now will do that. Really haven't really checked out with it.
That radio got that Yaesu. That's a good radio, and if it's the one I'm thinking about, yeah, it's got a lot of. A lot of runway to it. There's no telling what all you can do with it. I enjoy my Yaesus. I've got just some plain 2 meter, 70 centimeter radios, and then I got that HF, and always enjoyed them. This ICOM I'm talking on is the first one ever. ICOM, first I ever owned. I just put it in the vehicle this week. So far I've been pleased with it.
You're definitely, you're solid into the machine, and your audio's great, and it sounds perfect.
That I'm sitting in front of Hobby Lobby in Anderson right now in the car waiting on my wife. I figured I'd sit out here and see if I couldn't talk on the radio. So I appreciate you having a conversation with me.
Yeah, when I'm feeling brave and daring, I tell people my little joke about you spend a few of your life sleeping and a third of your life waiting on a woman.
Agree with that 100%. I don't know that I'd tell my wife that. Maybe if I'm far enough away, but I agree with that 100%, and I don't mind waiting at all.
And on a leader, it's like that. I've seen that video with that country singer, him and Andy Griffiths in videos.
Brad Paisley, waiting on a woman. Were they sitting on that bench talking? That's a good radio. That's a good radio song for sure. And that's about the truth to it as well.
There was a little project we're doing here at the house. We got a a Traeger grill shipped in the other day. The old one was kind of showing out, so got to finish putting this one together. Enjoyed talking with you, and maybe catch you on here again sometime. KF4NXY, David, I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, David. Well, enjoyed the conversation. Helped pass the time, and good to meet you on the air here. Hope your new Traeger grill works out good for you. Those are some good grills. M4WHM, I'll be clear.
Hey, David, before you go, Whiskey 4 Golf Alpha Sierra.
For Golf Alpha Sierra, KF4NXY.
Good afternoon to you. I just put up a Yagi antenna, and I'm trying to get my bearings with it. I've got you on reverse. Just curious where you're located.
I'm off Highway 25, Southern Greenville County. Don't know if you know where the county dump is, but I'm about a mile from it on the other side of the road.
Talking about Twin Chimneys?
Yes, sir. Twin Chimney landfill.
We're not that far away. I'm over in Belton, right off of 247. So, all right. I don't want to hold you up. I was just curious. I'm kind of pointing this thing around and seeing who I hear and trying to figure out how close I am in my calculation of how I got it set up as far as degrees. I think I've got the compass on the rotor set about right.
Well, the little beam I'm on, I've got it fixed and kind of pointed into the north, so I'm guessing I'm probably talking to you off the side of it or off the back of it, you know where you're picking me up on reverse.
Well, if I point about 70 degrees northeast, I think it is, I've got you the strongest at about a S9.
We can run over to 5-2 for a minute if you want to, and you might get a better idea of exactly where your rotor has got your antenna pointing.
If you've got time, I don't want to hold you up from fixing your grill. That's pretty important. You might want to put a piece of meat on there.
Actually got the old one straightened out enough that we can still use it, but we can run over to 5-2 for a minute. KF4NXY QSY.
For GAS QSY.
There are TR. M4WHM.
HM, KO4NUE. What's going on, Mr. Bill? How are you, sir?
What better I deserve. And so far, the wife hadn't been beating on me, so I must be doing pretty good. How about you, buddy?
Oh, just great. It's good to hear from you. It's been a while, I guess, but it's good to hear you. I was walking by the ham shack, and I said, "Is that Bill?" And just going to hang around here for a few minutes, and then he put the call out. So how's things going with you?
Going good. Staying busy. Work is work. You know how that is. There's lots of projects, and we're at the end of the semester. Today is reading day, so last day of classes was yesterday, so it's fixed to be graduation, so we'll graduate a bunch of new people into the workforce and bring a whole bunch more in the school, so, but just been not getting my priorities right, making time for things like this. So I do apologize for being so scarce, but it is good to hear you. M4WHM.
That's you too. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving?
It was just, it was a small group. It was me, my wife, and her oldest sister. She wasn't doing too good, been sick, so we decided to spend it with her, and we cooked, or I cooked, and cooked enough to feed Pharaoh's army, and we took plates to some folks that we knew didn't have Thanksgiving, so all in all, it worked out real well. How was y'all's Thanksgiving? Good, I hope.
We lost my grandmother right before Thanksgiving. That was tough, but I ain't gonna lie to you. But I mean, she's 97, and just she told us about 2 weeks. She says, I'm going home. Ain't nothing y'all can do. I'm going home. So, and she was excited about it. So you know, she went gratefully. But it's, just been kind of tough on the family, especially so close to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving meal was, it was a good meal, don't get me wrong, but Meemaw's always been there. And that, boy, I'm telling you, that was tough. But other than that, we've had some sickness, excitement here and there, but pretty much everything's good to go, I guess.
I'm sorry to hear about your grandmother, Chad. That's always tough, especially around the holidays or when those first holidays come around. But, you know, you just got to imagine her standing at the throne and Jesus saying, "She's with me." And everything is all as it should be. Everything's perfect. So it's old saying goes, you know, what do you believe happens when we die? And it says, well, the ones that love us will miss us, and that's the truth. But one day we'll all be together. And like you said, life is life. We've had our excitements and sicknesses and everything from a carport fire to you name it. It's been a crazy year. I'm ready to get in the 2023 M4WHM.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I just, you know, trying to dad's we made some changes here on the property, and as far as, you know, ownership goes, so we've been trying to get things, you know, cleaned up a little bit at a time, and I think he's just tired, so he's just handed everything over to me. So we're trying to get that place organized a little bit better. Everything shop's going pretty good, I guess. Anna got promoted to principal over special ed department with K-12 Academy. She's just almost finished with her master's degree, but we, you know, just real excited about that, and done some pretty exciting things with the radio club, and it's just, you know, other than, you know, grandmother passing, it's been a decent year. You know, it's some tough moments, but all in all, I can't complain except about the grandma thing, but it's out of my control. So I'm just, I'm above ground, and I guess that's what matters.
You're right there, Chad. Sounds like you've had a good year. I'm sure it's had its moments, but you give Anna a big old hug and congratulations from me. That is an awesome achievement, and I'm so proud of her. I know how much she cares for those kids and that program, and I'm glad somebody that I know has the best interest of them in heart is in charge of it. So, and like you said, I've been busy with Radio Club. They somehow or another conned me into taking care of the website, so that actually keeps me pretty busy. But they always want to do something different, so I accommodate them. But yeah, it's we need to plan another get together and get the crew back together again. I talked to Patrick a few weeks ago, and the first time I talked to him, he was sort of saying the same things. Wonder what I plan on making some changes, making sure that I'm doing things that are for me and not for so many others that don't. I'd say it this way, but don't deserve it. M4WHM.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. I get it. I understand. A little bit of that probably needs to be unsaid, but I understand. But, you know, always take time for yourself, you know, because if you can't function and you can't go and do, then nobody else is either. So, you know, you gotta come first. But I'm glad things are going well with you, and especially with the club. And it is good to hear you on the radio. I thought about giving you a holler the other day, and I just kind of got distracted. But like I said, just take care of yourself and try to find something fun to do. You can't work all the time, you know. Gotta find some way to release a little bit of stress, and what the radio's good for. A lot of other things too, but just keep that in mind.
I've been last few months. I've made some changes and started picking back up my hobbies of going shooting at the range and doing different things and the just stuff that I enjoy and stuff that I don't necessarily have to have anybody else to do it with. I can go shooting and be as happy as a clam there. It's just Ford and ammo. I've gotten into shooting my .22. I put a good scope on it and been playing with that and just go out and have fun. Been terrorizing squirrels, but all in fun. So and of course I have to make sure Janet's taken care of. Her health is continuing to decline, unfortunately, so it's becoming more and more of a first priority. So, but I'm still finding time to have fun, no doubt. M4WHM.
NUE. So, we got Anna's mother out here, and she's, we just can't leave her unattended, you know. She just requires so much care. And that gets in the way sometimes with, you know, the radio hobby and all, but you got priorities. You gotta prioritize and, just try to have fun when you can. But I get it. I understand. But, you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, there's things you gotta do. And then there's things that you want to do. And those gotta's have gotta, you know, come first. But sometimes you can slip a gotta do to the side just for a little bit and sneak in, hey, I wanna. So that kind of helps things out a little bit, I guess. But that's my form of rebellion. You know, things I gotta do, I'll sneak in a little bit I wanna do, and that's my way of fighting back.
Yeah, I feel the same way. The Well, what kind of good stuff you been doing with the radio club? The anything exciting?
We have been we've done quite a bit this year, starting in February. We kind of pulled the club together, and during the snowstorm, we contributed to 28 pieces of traffic going into the Skywarn net. You know, got all that documented and got a little club award for it. We have been practicing on building antennas at some of the club meetings, or discussing, you know, builds. After the new year, we're going to actually build a couple and go through as much theory as, you know, experiences we got can explain. We've got 9 stations that are up and functional on WinLink. Have been studying how to handle radiograms, practicing with radiograms on frequency, and actually passing traffic. We've conducted 2 simplex nets in the past 90 days. And after the new year, we're going to actually pass some radiograms via simplex and see how far we can get. So we're pretty excited and, staying busy, doing a lot, and kind of excited where the club's gone. We've grown to close to 40 members now. Not everybody attends. You know, we'll do Zoom classes occasionally and then get together for a club meeting occasionally and just kind of enjoy each other's fellowship, that kind of thing.
Chad, that's a great thing. The our radio club is starting to swing in the direction of growth again, and we're planning on have a big, a big turnout. We're going to have a good turnout for Winterfield Day. We've rented 2 cabins at a state park, and we're going to set up and run that for the weekend, and we've got a statewide POTA event that one of our members is spearheading. He's going to try to get 50 state parks activated all the same day, and things like that in April, and then we got what we call our M1D event. It's just a special event call and station we do for the university. So there's things on the horizon for sure. So sounds like both clubs are continuing to grow and continuing to prosper.
For NUE, you're right, and like I said, we're excited about it. Some of us are, you know. Others are just, you know, in it for different reasons, I guess. But that's okay too. I mean, you know, it kind of helps everybody with what they want to do. But I'm just kind of surprised at the amount of growth that we've seen and the amount of participation. We've got a quarterly newsletter that we put out every quarter. And we sponsor a club member every quarter. It's, you know, the club member of the quarter. We're in process of developing a website. We've got our own URL, but we can't seem to, you know, figure out how we want the site to look. But we'll get it figured out. But, you know, we're just excited about the growth and all of the things that we're trying to do. It's a lot of work, but I tell you what, it's very rewarding.
It is very rewarding, and getting people involved, and I'll tell you, it when you have somebody that is, and I use the word very cautiously, but very intently, leadership grows organizations. If people see somebody that is really looking after the club, are looking after his best interest, they want to be a part of it. And I know that's what you're doing. And so, you know, a lot of it can be attributed to you and the other club officers. And, you know, I mean, that's what it takes, is people that want to see it grow and come up with ideas and give people opportunity to participate. When there's nothing for them to do, they don't do any investment to good ideas and putting words into action, for sure. And the website, I wish you the best of luck. It took me almost 6 months to get ours straightened out, and I'm still working on it to get it tweaked up like we like it. So, but that's what it takes. M4WHM.
No, you're right. So if it takes an IT guy 6 months to get a website going, we won't be done in maybe 2 or 3 years. But we, like I said, we'll figure it out. You know, lack of skill doesn't stop, especially with the club officers that we've got. I mean, they are just absolutely some amazing people. I mean, just my goodness. You got one officer that's just got just a vast amount of experience. Another club officer that just kind of, I mean, she's the greatest. She just, she's kind of makes everything happen, you know. I just talk. That's all I do. You know, they run the club, and we send out votes for what the club members want to do. But, you know, we just got some amazing bed controllers, got some amazing officers, and just some of the finest people in the world to work with. And you're right, it makes all the difference. I mean, all the difference. But I just, you know, just tickled to death with it all. But at any rate, well, Bill, I'm going to have to step on out of here, bud. I gotta get this ham shack cleaned up. She's on me and on me. So I've got resistors and stuff laying everywhere, and I gotta get it done. I've got an ultimatum. So I gotta get at it, bud. But it was a pleasure talking to you. It's good hearing from you. And you be safe. And Bill, I'm gonna clear out on your final, sir. It's KO4NUE73.
All right, Chad. Well, you have a great day, and it's good to talk to you. I've missed our conversation, so I'm glad we got a chance to catch up. So, and again, my condolences to you and the family on the passing of your grandmother. Know that you're in my heart, my prayers. But from there, keep your head up, keep your eyes forward, keep that wife of yours going strong as she is. Again, I'm so proud for her. So, and if you ever need anything, you got my phone number. I'll even give you some website advice if you need it. KF4NUE, M4WHM, I'm clear.
B4CPA Mobile.